Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 157 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 4th is: write down the name of a person you see on a daily basis who you believe has a negative opinion of you, and write down the negative opinion as well. Pretend you have never met this person before. How would you act toward them? How can you apply this concept to the people you interact with today? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. As I reflected on today's challenge, the quote about a certain number of people not caring about your problems and the rest of the people are glad you have them came to mind. I did a quick Google search and found differing results. I found one that said 20% don't care about your problems and 80% are glad you have them. I also found that reversed, that 80% don't care and 20% are glad you have those problems. And then I saw it was 90% and 10%. I also saw that the quote was attributed to several different people, but most often to former college football coach Lou Holtz. Gotta love the internet. But no matter who said it or what the percentages are, there is some truth to this idea that a lot less people care about our problems than what we really think. And there are a number of people in the world who feel so crummy about themselves that they're glad we have problems. I have to admit, this is one of the hardest things for me. I've had my fair share of people criticize me and communicate negative opinions of me, either directly or indirectly, and it hurts. I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't, and I'm not going to tell you that it's no big deal. We've talked before about how life is all about relationships, and it can hurt when someone wounds us. And I'm also not going to pretend that I haven't said hurtful things to people or about people. It's one of the areas I try to work on the most, and I have a long way to go. But stepping outside of ourselves for a minute, let's look at this from a less personal standpoint. You know, we've talked before about rising above and the image of the eagle who flies with the storm and uses the winds of the storm to push itself higher and fly above the storm. But another way to rise above is, like we just said, to step outside or above ourselves, to take off the tinted glasses through which we see the world and look objectively at the situation. And from the simple fact that we have no control over people's opinions of us, we need to let these things go. Do we deserve to have people hold bad opinions of us? No. Is it fair for them to think poorly of us? No. But I've heard that refusing to forgive someone is like swallowing poison and hoping to harm the other person. Forgiveness is really about the forgiver, not the forgivee, because we've all seen it, or had it done to us, or done it ourselves, the unauthentic apology. The forgivee can refuse to accept a sincere apology, or they can accept an unauthentic one. But what is in our heart as the forgiver cannot be cheated or manipulated. In the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz says that until we see someone who has wronged us or had a bad opinion of us, and when we see them, we don't have an emotional spike. Until we can do that, we haven't truly forgiven them. And so one of the tools we can use to help us rise above is to pretend when we see this person that we've never met them before. Basically, to treat them like we have no opinion of them. To not think about them in black or white, good or bad terms, but in gray or neutral terms. This doesn't mean that we have to walk arm in arm with this person singing campfire songs. And again, it's not even truly about the other person. It's about ourselves. Because remember, writing our own story is an inside-out process. And just like Don Miguel Ruiz said, once we get to the point where we have risen above our feelings toward this other person, then how we interact with them and other people will come naturally as a byproduct of the improved version of ourselves. So how about you? Can you think of someone you see on a daily basis who you believe has a negative opinion of you? Can you pretend you've never met this person before? How would you treat them? How can you apply this to all the people you interact with today? This is a great example of how many of these messages that I share are really for myself, because I want to help you write your own story. And I can only help you if I'm able to write my own story as well. So I want you to know that it's a continual struggle and it's a journey. And it's not about where you're at compared to where I'm at. It's about getting a little bit better each day and helping each other along the way. Because if I can create a better version of myself every day, then I'm going to be able to fulfill my mission, which is to help you increase your impact on young people by seizing the power of choice and writing your own story by creating a better version of yourself every day. Day.